one of the arguments I've heard is that, well, you know, if we set up this exchange, then we can band together with some other Western states who are also setting up the exchange, and we'll be able to leverage Health and Human Services in Planet DC to give us a better deal and protect our businesses. What would you say to that?
Well, that's like saying if we give Washington, D.C. the power to tax our employers, then our employers will be better off. If you refuse to create an exchange, then Washington, D.C. doesn't have the power to tax your employers at all. You'll be protecting them from Obamacare's employer mandate. And I can explain how. It's a little bit arcane. But if what you want to do is to expand choices for Alaskans when it comes to purchasing health insurance, there's a very simple way to do it. Other states like Wyoming, Georgia, and Maine have already done it. You just tell your residents, including employers in your state, look, you're free to purchase health insurance not just licensed by Alaska, but licensed by any state in the union, and we'll deem it as licensed in Alaska. And then all of a sudden, you have opened up the market for health insurance. You've given Alaskans much more choice, and they're much more likely to be able to find an affordable health insurance plan, in part because if Alaska is imposing unwanted regulatory costs on health insurance consumers, they'll be able to avoid those costs and get a package of consumer protections that better fits their needs.